Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everybody and welcome along to episode 87 of Ready Player 2. We have got loads of stuff to talk about tonight, apart from me, who has only got one game, and it's the same game that I spoke about last time. So, good job I'm here. If you're watching live on Twitch right now, which you could be if you had an amazing face, you would be seeing our amazing faces on the screen. So with me, I have Mr. Ross for Bellbag.
Hello.
I have Miss I.
Yeah, thanks.
That's all right.
Miss Egg.
Miss L. And I'm Rich. Hello. And this is our annual Ready Player 2 podcast, in which we talk about games that came out about 14 years ago and everybody has completed and knew about all along. Yet somehow, we've been playing recent, relevant, amazing and fantastic games. We've got stuff to talk about. Not me. I don't have stuff to talk about. Kind of. I'm gonna talk anyway. I mean, if you've listened to this podcast before, or if you've ever played with me, or have been within earshot of me, or even in the same city as me, you will know that I can talk, regardless of whether I've got anything to say or not. But what we're gonna do instead of me talking off the bat, we're gonna go to Ross. And if I do that, you can actually tell that I'm telling you that we're talking to Ross. Yeah. So, Ross, what have you been playing since last time we podcasted?
I did it. I purchased Football Manager 19.
Oh, mate.
I shouldn't have done it.
I thought you were off the wagon, man.
I was. It came out in November. I got so far. I got to March. The season's almost finished.
So what's different between Football Manager 19 and Football Manager 18?
I mean, nothing, really. Same game, basically.
Because you know, you are one of the only... You are one of the only sports ball fans that will openly admit that the game that they have just bought is exactly the same as the game that they had the year previously.
Yeah.
Everybody else defends it vehemently.
I can't even say it's got updated squads because like the community released the updated squads like every 6 months anyway. So it's not even like it's brand new. I could have been playing the game from 5 years ago and have updated squads in it. I just needed to get my fix, I think. Like I went, it's a long time. I went from November when 18 kind of I stopped playing 18 to now. That's the longest I've gone without playing Football Manager since I was at school. Maybe.
Were you in cold sweats? Is that what the problem was?
I subscribed to some streamers. People in my Man of the Post chat were talking about it.
Got the shakes.
I can't not be involved in this.
Yeah,
I've got to be there.
I'm not going to gamble. I'm not going to go to the pub, love. I'm just going to drink. I'm
just going to sit here. Sit here and play sports ball. Not even like actual sports ball. Not even sports ball simulator.
Spreadsheet game.
Imaginary sports ball simulator.
Yeah. Spreadsheet game.
Spreadsheet sports ball.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. It's really good, though. It's so in-depth. And we've kind of set up a challenge between some of the guys on Man of the Post where I just said, give me a league to start in. So we just randomly picked a league to start in and we'd kind of four or five of us are doing the same team and see how far we get in like 3 years. So it's given it a kind of a challenge element at least.
3 years? So like how long is three? Not actual 3 years.
I don't know, not three real years. So three in-game years took, or one in-game year took me 5 days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Five, like how long would you play in a day?
3 or 4 hours. I'm hoping Nicky isn't watching this because it's more than one.
What's going on?
This seems fine. This seems healthy. You need to pump those numbers, son. Those are weak ass numbers.
I've got a lot of time now when he's at school. I'll just sit around all day doing nothing.
Hi, Claire Cast in the chat. So you've got the latest sports ball simulators. The latest, I can't remember what it was called. Football Manager 2019, right?
19, yeah.
Okay. And it's basically the same as Football Manager 2018, apart from it's got a 9.
Yeah, they've changed the number. The digit's different at the end of it.
Okay. And you feel alright about this? How much was it?
It was only 15 quid, CD keys.
See, that's all right.
That's
fine.
Well, Steam's still got
Excel's
it for
way more expensive than that.
It's still £36.99 on Steam. I'm not paying that for essentially the same game. I will pay £15 for the same game, but not £40.
Is there an online component to this game? Like, can you directly compete against? How does that even work?
You can set up tournaments. You can do fantasy drafts, where you can run a whole set up a whole league between 8 different people, and you can release every single player in the world, and you get a certain budget to draft the players to your team. So you can kind of make it more interesting than just playing real life. But yeah, I don't really go to the online too much.
Because there's people there, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is a very solitary game. It always has been.
And crucially, they might beat you.
Exactly. Nobody wants that.
Which, as we all now know, nobody wants to go to a tournament or something to compete in this kind of thing. Just to be beaten by the first person they come up against, do they, Ross?
No, that would be super embarrassing. Who would do that? Really embarrassing. That's on my time hop today.
Couldn't even imagine.
Oh, no.
That was my time hop.
Did you not know about this, Al?
Well, no, I know about the thing. I didn't know that it would come up on time hop, and you were like,
time. Literally today, I'd started the challenge that got me into the tournament, that got me to London.
Shit.
Yeah. So my time hop for next week, because that's going to be fun.
I can't even imagine. Pretty much the best game. The game that I am best at, I think, than most of the people that I know is Beat Saber.
Yeah.
Right? There is absolutely no way that I would take my fat ass to a tournament and start flapping around in front of actual people, because I guarantee you that some 12-year-old ninja spoon would fucking nail me to the wall within 5 seconds.
When you were at EGX, it was like you were Neo. These people were like...
Swarming to you. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's the one. Flocking. And it's like, calm down. He's just flailing around with bits of plastic.
Calm down. Jesus. He's just a great old sack of lard flailing about.
The worst thing about that tournament was there's people there that I respect from football writers and people Yeah. I just embarrassed myself big time.
It's not... embarrassment. I've just been told that I'm a little bit quiet, which I think possibly is the first time anybody's ever said that to me. I'm just going to double check my sounds to make sure that my recording microphone-y volume listen level is high. It's not. It's low. It's too low. Put it higher. There we go. Made it fix. I'll talk into the microphone like this now. Seductively.
I think that Richard do a good job going to a Beat Saber tournament. I think you should go.
A good job of what?
I think you should go. I think you'd be able to beat some 12-year-olds.
I could probably, but I can do literally one song. It depends how much of a, if it's a sprint tournament where you do a 2.5 minute song and then get an hour to cool down and then a change of clothes, I'd be fine. Yeah, I've no problem at all. Yeah, if there's a lie down area where I can just have a
bit of a while. I require my nap pod. Lee, bring it to me.
ASMR cast. Nobody wants an ASMR cast with me.
Ready Player 2 ASMR. Cast.
No, not us.
Stroking you. No, nobody wants that. Okay, right. So, Football Manager 2019. AJ said in the chat that it's got a 9 and it's purple, which
it is. It's really purple. Why is it purple?
Nobody knows why. I didn't even know that it was purple until he said that. So there you go.
Yeah. I'm playing that a lot, and I'm playing quite a bit of Apex. Obviously, I play with Sarah and Lewis on the Xbox.
Nice. Yeah. Well, Sarah keeps hopping between Xbox and PC.
She does. I forced her to download on Xbox. She was holding. She got on PlayStation as well.
Xbox, PlayStation, and PC.
Yeah. The triple whammy.
She's still terrible.
She was better than me and Lewis, to be fair.
Love you, Sarah.
She did actually rescue us twice in one game.
We did a stream with Sarah the other day, and it was very funny. Mm-hmm. She spent probably an hour sounding like, I can't quote this really, a pig being murdered is probably...
Oh, no!
Right? And she'd agree with that. That's okay. But, yeah, and she couldn't stop. She got the major, major giggles. Now, Apex, if you've played it, you possibly know that if you want to play at any reasonable level, actually be able to possibly beat people, you need to be able to hear footsteps.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear gunfire. I couldn't hear anything. I had no idea what was going on. And that was for quite a long time. But it was really good fun. It was very, very, very funny. Have you played Apex yet, Al?
No. I downloaded it, though. I was ready.
Oh, you don't get points for that.
No, I know.
The body was ready.
I'm like, people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I own medical textbooks, but I haven't read them. I don't get points for that. You've got to jump in. You've just got to... Both feet straight in. You played PUBG though, didn't you, right?
That
had
I did.
People in it.
Yeah, that did have people in, but I played with friends. So it's people will drag me onto these games. And...
We didn't help very much with that game, did we? Because we said, Elle, come play.
Come play.
Elle Reese, come play. And then we drove a ladder up to the top of a mountain and got stuck. Do you remember this? This didn't work out.
My God, that was amazing. It was such fun. But those games for me are made by the people that you play with. Because if I'm just going to go and, pug, it's not as enjoyable for me. I'm not a very people-y person. I'm like, I have a select group of humans that I deem acceptable to interact with.
For everything else, I want machine interaction only.
I mean, That's basically my t-shirt. Flesh is weakness, man.
Okay, I got to jump in. Right, look. Wait, before I talk about Apex, because I am going to talk about Apex a little bit more. L. That's that shaped person down there. L.
Shaped person.
What have you been playing since last time we podded? Which is what? January was the last time we did one.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We did one a few weeks ago. I was been able.
That's
true.
AWOL.
We did. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was a bit poorly for a while. I was on antibiotics. But in that time, I got my tiny little raccoon hands on a Switch.
Well, hold all of the phone. I now have a Switch. This is the podcast that notoriously has not had a Nintendo product for probably the better part of 2 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Around about there?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Right, so I got one. Now Ross, God, he even had the box at hand. He has a Switch now as well. I know Lee has a Switch too. And now Elle has also got a Switch. What the hell is going on? So what's the premium game that you got with this?
I got a load. Because I went wild on the shop.
Did you? L.
Purchase! if you give me like 2 seconds, I'll tell you each of the games that I bought.
Forgotten them. She literally went so wild that she's forgotten what she bought.
No, so I've got Dead Cells. I've got the Kingdom Two Thrones.
Yeah, go get them.
Yeah. They're weird.
Yeah, Switch giveaway time on the Ready Player 2 podcast.
No. Good grief, I barely could afford the one that I got for my kids.
I got a pretty good deal on one. I got it from Facebook. It was second hand, but I got it £200 with Mario Kart.
Did you put the whole actual Switch in?
Oh shit, wow. I think I'm still in the game room. One thing.
So you're still playing? We've lost her now.
So I haven't actually been playing with mine a whole lot. The kids really enjoy Just Dance.
Yeah, we got that. I beat Nikki once. I've never played it again.
You've never played it, or you never will play it?
I played one dance. I beat her. I'm not playing it again.
You need to play it more. You definitely need to play it more.
I'm retiring with my 1-1 record.
You're 100% 100% success rate. Yeah. Is the problem the furniture? Is that the issue? Because you're basically like Mr. Tickle, right?
Yeah, ceilings are an issue.
Well, he is. He's like 44 foot 5.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, ceilings can be tricky.
Ceilings are a problem.
No, no.
Okay, what we got, Al? What we got?
Okay.
Line them up.
Let us go to the library. So I've got Grizz, which is one of the ones... Grizz.
Oh, that's one of the ones you wanted to talk about, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Okay. Because, you know, I've got quite an arty-farty soul. and there was this little game which was like, oh, based on watercolours, and I'm in. I'm sold. Just take my money. so I didn't need much convincing there. I've got Battle Chasers, Night War. Because I finished reading the comics and I was really engaged because there's a giant robot in there. I fucking love giant robots.
Everybody loves a giant robot, unless you're a kaiju.
This is true. I got Kingdom New Lands. This is the one which was the two crowns that I was talking about. Stardew Valley.
Really need to say that. I probably could have guessed.
No, I have no excuse. Dead
Wait,
Cells.
Can we set up a joint farm?
Yes.
We need a Ready Player 2 farm.
Okay.
Yeah, we literally bought the farm. We need to get a Ready Player 2 farm on the go. How does that... I don't even know how it works. We're going to work it out off camera.
We need to
work out how that's going to work.
Dead Cells, which is...
Which one's that?
Amazing.
Dead Cells.
Oh, we're going to...
Dead Cells.
That's really low res.
Have you talked about that recently?
I can't tell what that is. Okay, yeah. Did we talk about that recently?
Someone it's like has.
Did I talk about it? I might have talked
think
about it.
So... Someone has, somewhere, at some point on the podcast.
It's quite good. It's another one of those, like, side-scrolly ones that that I'm like, oh, I hate side-scrollers. I bought one. But it's really good.
Elle's internal monologue voice is cracking right out tonight, constantly. It's brilliant. I just hear my own voice when I talk to myself.
Yeah, that's something different.
You've just got, like, this weird monster voice that happens. Presumably with, like, quacking in the background. I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay.
It happens. Octopath Traveler, which is okay.
I've never heard of half of these games.
Yeah, it's like a JRPG.
You know, the Switch has got, like, Mario stuff, though, yeah? You know that?
Nah, fuck Mario.
That's literally, like, 90% of the reason to have one.
And then I got Yomiwari, The Long Night Collection, which is a little horror game which I'm playing at the moment, which I'll talk about when I finish both parts. I really like it. However, if you don't like... if you get sad at, like, a dog dying, please don't play that game.
I'm not playing it.
I can't watch I Am Legend.
No. First,
don't
like,
even like dogs.
2 minutes, you're like walking around your dog, Pomo, and the game is like, pick up this pebble and throw it for your dog. And you're like, oh yeah, cool. So you throw the pebble and the dog runs after it and gets run over by a lorry and you're like,
God.
And this little girl's like, oh, Pomo must have run away. And I'm like, no.
No, child.
You're so wrong.
Oh my god. Okay, that's really weird. Wow. John Wick remembers. AJ Moises asked, he's got an 11-hour flight coming up and needs a new Switch game or two to pass the time. Do we have any ideas? There is an obvious one here. If you've got 11 hours to kill and something that'll charge your battery up, Zelda.
Zelda, yeah.
Oh yeah.
All the Zelda. And have you got Zelda yet, Elle?
Nope.
Is it your kind of thing, Zelda? I would have thought it would be.
Yeah, it is. And I will get it. I've just been playing loads of random games because
you're
what my brain likes.
That's how you roll.
It is how I roll.
I haven't got Tricky Towers yet, which I really should have done, actually. Because I've got I've got the four controllers and the kids will be able to play it. So I need to get Tricky Towers. We've got Overcooked 2.
Oh yeah,
which kids really enjoy. Although one of them is a bit too young, just frustrates the others and sets everything on fire.
Stop having you.
We've got Just Dance. One of them, 2018, I think. Zelda, Mario Kart, Mario Party, and Super Smash Brothers, which is brilliant. Yeah. I think I've spoken about a lot of these before. But AJ, if you want something to do for a long flight, Zelda is pucker. If you haven't got Zelda yet, and as Claire has just suggested. Get Just Dance, because if there is one game that you definitely need on a long haul flight, it is Just Dance.
Everybody join in!
Yeah. And you can pass out the controllers. Just hand out the controllers. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you can have 6 people playing, get the hostesses involved.
You could be an internet pilot
if the co-pilot's competent.
Oh, jeez.
And then everything, yeah, that'd be great. Have a great old dance party on the plane. That'd be fantastic. Trying to think what
Mario Odyssey is great.
You see, I haven't
that's
played Mario
playing
Odyssey
mainly.
Yet. I've heard that that's fantastic. Lee's played that as well. He says that's really good.
Yeah.
I do want to get that. Anything like Banjo-Kazooie style, anything that's going to just like be a single player game that you get to play for ages and ages and ages. But Tricky Towers is fantastic. If you're sitting next to somebody on the flight that you know, or somebody that looks like they couldn't get far if they ran off with your controller, then
they're on a plane, you're fine.
Then Tricky Tower, yeah, I mean, it's not like they're going to go far, is it? I mean, Christ, if they're going to jump out and start fucking paragliding away over a Switch controller, then
they are expensive, they can though.
We have questions.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be jumping out after them. Not James Bonding it for a Switch controller.
Those things are expensive, man.
Okay, what's the best game that you've played on that thing so far?
Oh, shit, that's a question.
What's Grizz? Because I'm looking at the screenshots and it looks beautiful, yeah, what is the actual game?
Okay, so you know how much I flapped on about Journey?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I never played that. I still haven't played it.
Oh, I fucking love it.
I think Lewis played it as well.
Love a flow game. I quite like art. Art is a good thing. Grizz is like a Journey-esque game. Very much as in there's no real like threat in it.
Right.
It's another 2D platformy side scroller, but it's very, very interesting in terms of the story. So you've got like this little singing woman at the start, and she loses her voice and all the colour fades away, and you go through this journey to regain all the colour back. And I thought it was a very good like motif for you know, people who struggle and have bad days. It's like all the colour fades. I thought it was very, very beautiful. I thought it was a very poignant game. I think I spent 5 hours on it. It has like some puzzle elements to it, but it's very much an experience. Yeah, because I mean, you've got games, all sorts of games, and I quite enjoy people who take the game medium and make something which is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And Grizz is one of those. It's like this very emotive piece that's supposed to, I don't know, like, again, be poignant.
It's got the really deep feels and the woo-woos.
Yeah, but it has, right? Like, no dialogue, which I'm, like, all for. I'm like, this is brilliant.
If they can make a Final Fantasy game with no dialogue,
oh, that would just be...
That would be bang on, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I skip through so much dialogue in games these days.
I'm all right with a bit of miming.
Yeah? Yeah.
A little bit of miming, and, I don't know, because there's a lot you can get over with interpretive dance. And that kind of,
and this went right? Completely
that kind of stuff. And if there's a romantic, some pelvic thrusting,
yeah,
we'll
yeah,
get you exactly where you need to be, and we can interpret that. We can work out what's going on
in that massage parlor.
I'm on board with.
Final I got thrown Fantasy out 7, for that. Come on,
I'm not allowed back in the massage parlor anymore. Nope. Okay, right, so that's Grizz.
Yeah,
that Grizz is possibly good. The vaguest description of a game.
It's
that
because I don't want to spoil it.
That's fine. Right, I'm going to talk about Apex Legends, and then I'm going to stop talking about Apex Legends when I've spoken about it too much. So, Ross,
yeah,
it is your job to tell me when I've spoken about Apex Legends too
much. Okie dokie.
Okay, so we did almost an entire podcast. Elle, you can tell me too, but I won't listen to you. It has to be worth it.
Okay.
You can advise. You're allowed to advise, but no direct interruptions. So, Apex Legends. Stop it. Do you do this normally? I wonder if sometimes there's like a video chat call going on during the podcast that I'm not involved with. So you guys give each other visual cues.
That kind
of, yeah. Right, so Apex Legends. We've been playing it loads and loads and loads, and we've been doing... like some fun games, just like getting in, mixing it up, dropping really quick and getting into fights, which is great fun. It gets you good at the game quite quickly. So you drop straight in, just get into a brawl, minimum armor, weapons, you're just punching people, mixing it up, all the rest of it. It's really, really good fun. And then there's other games where we're trying to be a little bit more tactile and we're taking it a little bit further. And oh God, there's way more to this game than I thought there was when we very first started. There is so much more. If you really want to be good, there is so much that you need to understand. And I'm learning really weird things, like little idiosyncrasies, which if they can't sort them out, are going to sink the game. They're going to be in real trouble with them. For starters, if you haven't heard about this, people have investigated basically the discrepancy in the hitbox sizes between all of the characters.
Yeah.
Because it's an Overwatch-style game. Not every, like Fortnite, basically every character was the same, right? They were the same size. In this, every character is different. And you've got this one skinny little bitch called Wraith, who not only is, like, fucking vegan, but she also, like, Naruto runs. Yeah. She Naruto runs as well. Yeah, she, like, ducks forwards and runs with her arms behind her back, which just is, from a balance point of view, a bad idea.
My heart. But my life belongs
to her. She full on does that. And she's very broody. Very broody and very moody. I'm kind of into it. then there's this massive, fat, Hawaiian guy.
Big lad.
He's just a big old guy.
Yeah.
So she is like the glass blaster, and he's supposed to be the tank. Only he is like Mount Everest compared to her.
Mm.
She's a twig, and he is like the fucking Stay Puft Marshmallow dude legging it around. And everybody's going, don't worry, it balances out because he's got this shield. This shield is like a flapjack, right? It is that big, and he is freaking enormous, so it does not balance out. And anyway, there's a few ranges in between, but people are pretty much complaining that everybody's got the same amount of health, everybody's got the same amount of defense, yet some characters are far easier to hit with the guns than others are. And it's just the case. It's the way that it is at the moment. And they've acknowledged that, and they've said, yeah, okay, we need to change it and do something to balance these things out. But then on top of that, if we're talking about model issues, this is something we only discovered the other day, when you go into all the graphical settings in the game, there is something called model detail. Why have you sent me an image?
I haven't. I just took a snapshot and it did that for some reason. That's weird.
Oh, okay. And there's something called model detail, right? So this model detail, you want it high, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking in the graphics settings, model detail. I want model detail high. Because if somebody moves in the background, I want to be able to see that they're moving in the background.
Yeah.
And I want to shoot them in the mouth, right? Only model detail on high adds loads of textures and extra fancy business to the rocks and other objects that are in the map.
Right.
If you put them to low, they still look just as good, only it chops off all the fucking corners. So unbeknownst to me, I'm hiding behind this rock, going, fucking nobody can see me, I'm well behind this rock. And somebody with low detail over there is going, what's that twat doing? Bang! Right? So there's entire sections of the map that simply don't exist if you've got your model detail on low. So, now there's a bug where if you try and set it to low in the game, just put it straight back to high again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you've got to, like, go into the config files and fuck around with the config files and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, we're getting that pro. We're not really pro. We're getting that into it.
You're getting pretty good,
pretending,
though.
Pretending that we're pro, that we're turning all of the graphic settings down, like turning off bloom and HDR lighting and all of this kind of stuff so we can see people better.
It looks like you're running
a more PC. Win. We do win sometimes.
Yeah, you've won more than fair share. Yeah.
But we don't win a lot.
The thing is, like, as an adult, you only have so much time in the day. And obviously, you know, some of us have kids, some of us have cats. and they require maintenance, you know, time, input. You're not going to be like this teenager who doesn't have a job and this is their life.
Yeah.
So, you know. Do what you have to do.
Some of the stats for some people you come up against are just ridiculous. Like,
well, there's hacks as well now.
So
this is another problem. So I said this a few weeks ago, because it's based on Titanfall 2, right? Yeah. Titanfall 2 was rife with hacks. It had them all over the place. And so it's the Titanfall 2 engine. It's the Titanfall 2 netcode in its core. And so sooner or later, we were going to get modified Titanfall 2 hacks.
Yeah.
That was pretty much a given. But you almost can't get through a game now without having somebody in it that's hacking. Now, you won't necessarily come across them. Another team might be the ones that come across them.
Yeah.
The problem that you've got as a hacker is a lot of the time they're losing anyway. A lot of the time they're not winning. I've been in one game where a very, very obvious team of hackers won the game.
Right.
But a lot of the time it's probably only one guy in a team of three people that is running like an aimbot or a wall hack or something like that. And those are the two things that are around at the moment,
right,
as far as I'm aware. and it doesn't make them better at the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Right? So they can aimbot straight at your head, but if you're skidding around all over the place, jumping over things, throwing grenades, doing all the things that you should be doing, and they just simply don't have the reflexes because they've not taken the time to get good at the game because they're just using these hacks and relying on those, they will still die, especially if there isn't a full team of them, if it's just one dude that thinks he's fucking shit hot. The stupidest thing about all of this is the idiots have been Twitch streaming themselves with these hacks running.
Morons.
So
Twitch has banned them. So this is kind of how this came about, because people have been thinking for a while, good grief, this is, you know, people must be hacking in this game.
Yeah.
People have been thinking there are some people that are just good, and we've seen some Twitch streams of people that are just silly good at this game, and you get that with everything. But then every now and again that you'll just be railed by a gun that realistically should not hit you from any kind of distance like that, and you'll just get headshot, 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 and bang, you are straight out of there.
Yeah.
And this is pretty much what was going on. But yeah, they've been banned from Twitch, and now the developers of the game are starting to work out what's going on and trying to ban people, but they're running Easy Anti-Cheat, which, if anybody's ever dealt with Easy Anti-Cheat on the PC before, it is one of the most ball-sackery anti-cheat systems that I have ever come across. And honestly, I'm not sure what it does, but I don't think it stops cheaters ever. I'm pretty sure that I could write something in a fucking batch file that will stop cheaters more effectively than this piece of crap does.
What is it supposed to do then? Stop cheaters entering your game? How does it?
It's supposed to... No, what it's supposed to... like, it checks all of the code that comes from the client and tries to go to the server to see if anything's been fiddled with. So it kept like checks all the packets. Yeah. It's almost like a firewall or a virus scan.
Right, okay.
Yeah, checks to make sure that the packets that the game is generating haven't been tampered with before they get sent to the server.
Right, makes
sense. Stuff like that. But the problem is that people are running things that are sitting over the top of the game, and so there's like an algorithm that's identifying people from the pixels on the screen, and then moving your cursor for you to aim directly at their head. And stuff like that, and it can't intercept that because essentially what it's doing is moving your mouse for you. So there's a bunch of stuff,
At the end of the day, they're cheating themselves, and that's what they should take away from.
Well, yeah.
No, what they should take away from this is AIDS.
What's the podcast titled?
What they should take away?
Because people do say that. People say, oh, well, they're just cheating themselves because they're fooling themselves if they think that they're good at the game.
Well,
no, they're not. These are high-level trolls. These people know exactly what they're doing. They don't think that they're good. Although, weirdly, actually, I will go back on that slightly. There have been some professional teams that have been approached by people who say that they're, like, pro at this game and want to be able to join their team. These are fully sponsored teams that go to tournaments.
Yeah.
And they will submit a video in which they are clearly using hacks as their entry to get into the game. And, yeah.
Then they get there and get embarrassed on me.
These people are dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
I stand by my statement.
It pisses me off. They're ruining it for everybody else. This is the problem. So, anyway. Apex needs a ranking system. It needs a way of making sure that you are getting into the game with a group of people that are around about your skill level. So I'm like level 70 in the game right now. It's not fair for me to be put into a game with a bunch of other people who are level 1.
No.
Yeah.
Because the chances are pretty good that they're going to get whooped, and they're not even going to have a good time because they're not going to see what's going on. They're not going to be able to tell what happened. They are just going to die. It's not always the case, but the chances are pretty good. At the same time, I'm level 70. Fair enough. I've got, you know, 500 kills across all my characters. What am I doing being put in a game with somebody who is level 250 and has got 20,000 kills? I've got no hope. I have got absolutely not a snowball chance in hell. So I really, really hope that they put in a ranking system at some point. They never did it with Fortnite. They never did it with PUBG. I really hope that Apex is the one to break the mold, because I think it's something that Battle Royale genre needs.
Yeah.
Because people are just not going to be able to get into the game. It's not going to be accessible to people unless they put something like that in there.
Yeah, because not everyone's super resilient. Not everyone enjoys hitting that brick wall. Again and again and again until they do get good.
No, exactly.
You need to get better in bite-sized chunks.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah, nobody's going to send you to get a university degree straight off the back of GCSE.
You
need a stepping off point. And that's what it is. There's a couple of other things I can talk about with Apex, but you know what? I'm probably going to be banging on about Apex in some form or another for the next probably like 10 podcasts. So it's... It's probably a good idea to keep it bite-sized. It's not going to go away. It's not going to be going away. This game has really got me. This game has really got me, and I'm very much enjoying it.
It needs cross-platform. Oh, good. It needs cross-platform now.
Cross-platform would be so good.
Yep.
This game has got the opportunity to break the mould. Fortnite and PUBG basically came in when this is the game, this is what we're doing. They added a couple of new things and they changed the map every now and again, but essentially they've stayed the same. They haven't changed. They're doing what they did when they first came out. Apex has come out. It's broken the mold. It's done things differently. It hasn't just copied the formula, although people will say that it has. It hasn't. The mechanisms that are in the game are significantly different enough, along with the class system, the res mechanisms, other things like that, that make it a different game. Not necessarily a better game. If you love Fortnite or you love PUBG, then great, more power to you. But Apex can break the mold. It can change the way that people perceive Battle Royale games, and it can write its own ticket. It can basically go, look, we're going to do this, or we're going to try something different, and if it doesn't work, back out of it, change it again. They're being very sensible with their patch notes. They're being very sensible with their testing procedures and making sure that things work properly before they come out. So great, yeah. Do it. Let's make a change. Let's get everybody into Battle Royale games, because we all love Battle Royale. Yeah, we should partially love Hunger Games, at least like the first film, right?
Just
a little bit, right? So the idea behind these things are great, and I do want to enjoy playing the games. Everybody says, oh no, not another Battle Royale game. It's where things are at the moment. We wanted them for years and years and years, and they just weren't coming out because of the technology at the time and all the rest of it. They are now. I love it. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Are we good? Are we done with Apex?
We are good. We are done with Apex.
And yes, Sarah, we are playing Apex later. Oh, I dribbled a bit at the thought of that there, sorry.
Careful, right then. We'll be getting the shakes.
I will be getting the shakes. Not quite as bad as Ross. I haven't gone since November. Right, okay, so that's my rant about Apex, and I'm probably going to do that every now and again. There's more stuff to talk about, there's more stuff that's going on, but it is a really big game and really good at the moment, so I'm going to keep bringing it up every now and again, like I'm regurgitating. You know how cows have got two stomachs, right?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is the analogy I'm going with. So, and they chew something.
Yeah,
and
you
then
chew
they,
in the cud.
Yeah, no, the cud's the second time round. So it goes in, has a bit of acid, and then I have another bit of a chew. Into the second, this is what's happening with Apex. I don't know how many stomachs. I don't know how many stomachs I've got in this analogy. Or have they got? I don't know.
I think so.
I'm not a cowologist.
Oh my god!
I don't know how many. I've got more than one.
Yeah. That needs to be a quote put on a T-shirt. I'm not a cowologist.
Right. Look, this is the longest. As AJ has just pointed out, this is the longest segue in the entire history of segues. Right, we need to talk about something else. Who has got another game that they would like to talk about?
Elle's got one more on the list.
Shit, what have I put
on
there?
I can't open the document.
I think I have talked about this before, but it's worthwhile repeating because it's a game that I've spent a considerable amount of hours on. I think it's a really enjoyable side scroller. Oh, I hate that word.
You played it on Steam before?
No, I think I've just been playing it on the Switch.
I don't think you've spoken about this before because I don't think we've done a podcast with you since you got this thing.
No. Why do I know someone's talking about this?
Somebody's spoken about Dead Cells. It could have been Lee, maybe, at some point.
Possibly, yeah.
I've been on medication between the in between. So I don't know. It could have been a fever dream. but I have had a lot of fun, and it is really challenging. At least I feel it is an enjoyable level of challenging.
Is it hack and slasher?
Explain the basics of this game to me. So it's a side scroller, right? How does it work?
Okay, so you are this little person who wakes up in a like a prison cell, a dungeon cell. And you get told, oh, you got to go through here and fight your way through. Good luck. Have fun. So
that's a rubbish jailer.
I know, right?
Good luck. Have fun.
Good luck. Have fun. Be back before bedtime.
Lights out at 10. Don't get bummed in the showers.
And you get a choice. So you can get like a ranged weapon, or it depends what... what populates there, or a shield or a melee weapon. Right. And you go through this randomly generated dungeon with monsters and doodads until you get to the next level. You probably die just on that first run. And you respawn in exactly the same place with...
Back in the cell.
Yeah, back in the cell with... You might have like the souls that you collected, right. Which you can use to buy like power-ups if you reach like the end of the dungeon.
But is this 2D Dark Souls?
It's not as infuriating.
I'm out. If it's even adjacent to Dark
no,
Souls,
no, Rich, you'd love it. I've actually really been enjoying this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's not super frustrating. It really isn't. Because you have that expectation that you're going to die, like, multiple times, it kind of removes that level of frustration, because I know everyone wants to go through like Dark Souls just on one life. I don't know if that was just me, but I'm just like, I just don't want to die. just so precious. It does have a very similar mechanic with those souls.
In the blurb for this on Steam, it says kill, die, learn, repeat.
Yeah.
And that's like that Tom Cruise film.
Oh my god, it is! It so is! But the power-ups that you purchase, you keep. So
even if you die, you've still got those.
Yeah,
this is more Super Meat Boy levels of annoyance at dying than it is Dark Souls levels of annoyance at dying.
Oh, cool.
Because Super Meat Boy didn't piss me off. You know, you die in Super Meat Boy, that's perfectly normal, right?
Yeah.
Just part of the game.
Just all the fucking time.
All the dead. Every dead.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of okay. How fast? What's the pacing like? Is it a really fast-paced game, or is it quite slow and laborious?
No, it's quite fast-paced.
It looks great. I'm looking at the video now.
It's Steam. Yeah, you can sprint. Does like a little... Naruto-esque sprint as well. Everyone loves a Naruto sprint. The combat is really smooth. I've not had any gripes other than when my Switch controllers have gotten like quite low on battery.
Oh, no.
And they don't register the button mashy clicks of my thumbs. Like, oh no, gotta do these things.
Have you been playing the Switch primarily on the TV with the controller in your hand, or have you been playing it like portable?
I've done a bit of both, to be honest with you. Because obviously at home I can enjoy it on the full screen, should I wish. but like I travel for work, so I'll be in the glorious city of Halifax. I'm like,
it's a place.
It is a place. It's a
it
place.
It is a place.
I'm shit at geography, but you know.
It's in Yorkshire.
There's one on every high street. basically, this has been an absolute lifesaver because, you know, it's way better than the bringing a DS. Because I've still got my DS that I would bring with me, but I'm a bit sick to the teeth of Pokemon at the moment. So this has been fantastic.
It's an amazing piece of kit, isn't it?
I
think on the podcast that we did where I was basically waxing lyrical about the technology in this thing, it is a great piece of kit, isn't it?
It's
a fantastic piece of technology.
Honestly, best chunk of money I've dropped.
My guest is still flabbered on this thing. The only thing that does annoy me a little bit, and unless I'm going a bit weird, so the controllers, the analog sticks on the controllers,
yeah,
are not analog sticks, are they?
No.
No.
Yeah, it is a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I found it really confusing. So you can't partially push it in a direction.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, like on an Xbox pad, right? Yeah. You partially move the stick and it partially steers the car or starts your character walking forwards or whatever. I'm pretty sure, unless I'm going mad, that they're basically just on-off.
Yeah,
Or they've just got two settings. It's just like half and all the way on. It's not a full, proper analog stick. Either way, it's not quite right. But other than that, the whole thing's absolutely freaking fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
The only thing that does annoy me ever so slightly is that my kids haven't yet fully understood the mechanism behind this because they've not really experienced something like the Switch before. So I've told them that they are not allowed to undock it under any circumstances. If they ever want to take it somewhere or do something with it, I have to undock it and I give it to them. Eli's played it a few times. So he'll just take himself away and he'll just play Super Smash Brothers or something on his own, a little bit of alone time or whatever. Yeah. But he has to ask to do it. The problem is he doesn't understand that the Switch is the thing, the tablet. So he asks to play on the iPad that lets him play Switch games. And I keep saying, no, it's the Switch. He goes, no.
Oh, no.
Can you take the iPad out of the Switch? Can I play on that? It's... I can't. And I don't know where he's got this from, because we don't actually have an iPad. Like, a normal iPad.
The sweet naivety of youth.
I know. The annoying knobbery of youth. It's quite irritating. The flimsy kickstand. So AJ's just said in the chat, the flimsy kickstand can be a little bit worrying.
Do you know
my biggest problem with it is it doesn't pop. It feels like it doesn't come out far enough.
I'm also terrified of breaking the Switch by like putting my nail in and trying to flip it out all the time.
What the fuck? There's a kickstand on the back of it.
Did you not know there was a kickstand?
Holy shit!
You see?
Yes.
Change your life, mate. Change your life. So we went to Emily's gymnastics class, and I had to take the other two kids and keep them entertained while Emily was doing gymnastics.
Yeah.
And Hannah was like, take their homework with them.
Yeah, I'll keep them entertained.
And then they can do their homework. I was like, fuck that, I'm taking the Switch. So we put the Switch on a table, and so you've got all these other families that are all getting really irritated with their other small children that are legging it around at 100 miles an hour because they've got nothing better to do for an hour while they wait for their older sibling to finish. And my two are like fucking bossing it out on Just Dance. Yeah!
That's a game changer.
It is. Right, so the kickstand is kind of flimsy, but in all fairness, what the fuck are you going to do with it, right?
Well,
you stand it on a table, you leave it the fuck alone. It's not like you need to... You're not going to be constantly wiggling it around. And I can imagine maybe a couple of situations where you're on a high-speed boat and...
A bit of Switch gaming.
Oh yes, my pleasure yacht.
And yeah, no, because they're not that quick. Elle, come on. And maybe there's, I don't know, some gravitational distortions that are causing. I don't know what it is. Look, the kickstand is kind of flimsy, but realistically, you're going to pop it out, you're going to rest the thing down, you're going to leave it the fuck alone. So I don't think it's too much of a problem. But in terms of flimsiness, the screen is very soft as well. Have you got a...
No, I put a protector on it.
You put a protector on it.
Because I've
got a protector
on
mine as well. I've got a protector... Well, that's a face.
You should see all the faces I make during a normal podcast.
I've got a screen protector on mine as well. Because I did hear... Lee told me that basically just putting it in and out of the dock can scratch the screen.
Yeah.
And that's not something that I wanted in my life. So I've got screen protector on mine.
I have two other complaints.
Okay.
Okay, number one, that dock, like if you want another one, how fucking expensive is that?
That is so expensive. Like, I thought exactly the same thing.
£120? You've got to be having a fucking laugh, Nintendo.
And the thing is, you can buy third-party docks, and they're not proper docks that you just kind of plug a cable in and then plug it into the TV. But now I've heard stories of those bricking people's Nintendo Switches.
Yeah,
and
I'm
but I'm like, it's a USB-C port that outputs... to HDMI, right? What the fuck are you doing to this cable that's bricking the Switch? How have you made a cable that's so bad that it bricks a console?
Yeah, I'm not cool.
I don't think I could do that by accident. Because there are USB-C cables that go to HDMI already. I mean, you can get them for phones. I could get them for my phone.
Yeah.
Look, the general populace might have lubed it up, you know? Like, oh yeah, we'll get the switch ready.
What were they doing with it?
What were they doing
with it? This is why Reggie's retired.
I'm not entirely... I can't think of a situation in which petroleum jelly would be required for any game. Well. Actually, that's not true.
The advances in VR. The advances in VR
are important. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Vive controllers have a hole in them.
So yeah, that's my first complaint.
Right, what's your second complaint?
That price point. So the second one is... If you want to get like those nice decals or decals to jazz up your Nintendo Switch, be really careful where you buy them from, because a lot of the like the surface on the Switch like degrades really quickly when exposed to adhesive. So if you just go out and get your bog standard decals, they'll fuck up your Switch. Be safe. Learn, my friends.
Be safe.
Use premium adhesive.
Yeah, you use a premium decal service.
I don't allow my children to have stickers ever since I had to replace my floor.
Oh, shit. That is amazing.
And we're not talking about that anymore.
No.
Previous floor had a lot of stickers on it. Right, I need to take 2 seconds because I need a beer. And then I'll be right back.
We can do our question of the week.
Community seg.
Let's do our question of the week. Okay, so do you want to lead into this, because we every now and again we ask our community a question, and sometimes that was vastly ill-advised.
Oh no, it was the best. I love.
But in this instance, we came up trumps. everything was coming up ready play two.
Yeah.
Ross, do you want to explain this in the question?
Yes, I was at work last Sunday. And I was very bored. I was listening to old podcasts that we used to do, and we used to have a question most weeks. So I thought, let's ask how people ended up with their gamer tags or their Steam IDs or their PSN codes, whatever it is. Do you want to tell everyone how we got ours first?
No. Mine's
Oh, the quickest.
Because L's is really cool, right?
Yeah.
Yours basically gives far too much information away.
Oh, that's my Steam one. Yeah.
If you could have added your first pet's name and your mother's maiden name into that, you would pretty much have nailed everything that anybody would need to know to get into your bank account.
True. Probably why I've been hacked 3 times.
That is very likely.
But now my Xbox one's Johnny Cashmere, which is very...
That's good. Dysarty says looking around for a community. So primarily community. When we say community, we use that word very loosely and very infrequently. But what we actually mean is on Facebook and on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at ReadyP2, and you can find us on Facebook somewhere.
You can find us on Facebook.
In fact, the best thing that you can do is find us on Twitter, and there will be a link there to the Facebook. But yeah, we asked this question on Twitter and Facebook, and I don't know where else. LinkedIn?
Possibly.
I don't know.
I hope we're not on LinkedIn.
We're not on LinkedIn.
Honestly, everywhere.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? I do not want prospective clients or employers knowing anything about this podcast.
I swear far too much here.
This is like a different part of my life.
This is like
the other family that I have that I don't want.
The one you shut away in the closet.
Yeah. No, I've got a different house for them. Jesus. They can hear each other. This is hypothetical. Hannah's in the living room. This is all hypothetical. Those are where we came from. So I can't ask the question because I don't have it up on my screen at the moment. So if you give me a moment, let me bring this up.
Yeah.
Oh, are we going to answer?
Yeah. How did you get yours?
Yeah.
Okay. So originally mine used to be Elven Specs because I have pointy ears and I wear spectacles. So it was the perfect blend of two words. And then I started writing about video games way back when, And I decided that I needed a pretty good pseudonym. So what do we all do when we play games? We escape real life. So escaping IRL. And I thought it was the best one to choose because it can also be used as escaping IRL or escaping girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Look,
look, look, it has one. Dual meaning and you put thought into it.
I did.
Ross.
Johnny Cashmere.
I don't even want to do mine because mine has got this like pedigree that I don't think I want to explain, but I'm going.
No.
But I'm going to.
Do it, yeah.
Mine, oh, from your, there are tales. Okay, Ross, yours is, so yours is Johnny Cashmere.
Yes.
That's the one that you primarily use that is not just your name, right?
Yeah, that's my Xbox and like when I had PlayStation, it was that. It was my username in there, yeah. Cashmere is my favourite song. Led Zeppelin. It was also hideously taken by Puff Daddy for the Godfather Godzilla soundtrack. Do you remember that one?
That's everything that Puff Daddy did.
Yeah, it's terrible. But yeah, so that plus Johnny Cash, one of my favourite artists, stick those two together. Meld.
Oh, yeah.
It's your turn.
So newbie 1, 2, 3, 4 were taken.
The next logical.
So if I take you back, let me paint the picture, right? And this will be a very pixelated, low frame rate picture because if you had a 28.8K modem, which is the kind of modem that I was rocking way back in the day, then things would take a little while to load. We're talking when you pretty much get to a girl's chin and you were done, right? That was your porn for the week because it loaded from the top down.
Oh my God.
I'm like, top lip. and so.
Oh, jeez.
Yahoo chat, don't get weird out yell. Yeah, L. It gets weirder. Yahoo chat, chat rooms. Does everybody remember chat rooms? L,
oh,
you
yeah,
might be
I
too
do.
Young.
No,
oh, you
I do.
Do. Okay,
fine. Yeah.
So IRC, ASL. Right? Does everybody remember IRC, right? So IRC, this was before our IRC. Fuck IRC. This was Yahoo chat. Yes. This is where all the pros went. This is when there was a Yahoo chat. Oh, you were that guy. There was a Yahoo chat website. Did he just spit Guinness?
Yeah.
Yahoo chat website and all around. And I was like this fucking virgin internet goer. Didn't know what was going on. Needed a username, right? So I just went newbie. Being this guy who is just going, oh, there's only 4 or 5 other people. Nobody else will have taken that.
Oh, jeez.
So I just went newbie. No, that was taken. Newbie 1. No, that was taken 2. Newbie 2. And bear in mind, I'm misspelling newbie here. So I had no right
God.
To. And I just went, do you know what? Fuck it. So a la Short Circuit, Johnny 5, I went straight to Newbie 5.
Yeah, nice.
Newbie 5. And I managed to get that, and I stuck with that. And then in my Xboxing generation, when you went to play online, a lot of games didn't allow you to create a character name that had a number in them. Yeah.
Right.
So MMOs and Xbox gamer tags at the time, you couldn't make characters that had a number in them. So Zebwen is newbie 5 backwards.
Yes. Clever.
If you play Liberties with the 5 being a Z,
yeah.
That's basically what it is. So that's where my gamer tag came from. So all right, not particularly entertaining, but it is a stupid and I have had that gamer tag now for 20 years.
Ooh.
20 years.
Premium
that.
Real estate, that
so name. This is, do you know what? And there are. I am aware of, not that I Google myself frequently, but I'm aware of 2 other people that use Newbie5. This is possibly going to increase after this podcast. I'm aware of 2 other people that use Newbie5. One person likes to buy an awful lot of dildos from eBay. And one person, and it could very well be the same person, likes to post reviews.
Holy shit. Of said
about,
dildos?
Yes.
Yes!
And it's the dude. It's the man.
My God. That is amazing.
And I'd just like to point out that this isn't me.
Do you have a secret that you like share?
Because
story.
If I don't have a bad experience, I will just send them back, right? I won't review them.
Right
oh
reviews.
My God. Oh my God, that's amazing. That is amazing. That is the
Thank
best.
You.
Pretty story.
Very much. Right, okay, so we had a load. So that was the question that we asked. Where did everybody's gamertag come from? We got loads of great answers. Well, we got loads of answers. So Ross, you want to give us the first answer that we got?
Yeah, this is from on Twitter at XNVR Darren. On Xbox, he is Agent Bushy Box. He says, from in the film Hot Fuzz, where Jim Broadbent's character says, "A great big bushy beard," added Box as his last name, obviously, instead of beard. And the character limit made me cut out big. Ta-da!
Aww. That is far less dirty than I thought it was going to be.
Agent Bushy
Box. Like, from the name at the beginning, Agent Bushy Box.
Oh, it's a great bushy box. Sorry, yeah. A great
that
bushy
is an
box.
Amazing.
Oh, a great bushy. It's not even an average bushy box, but that probably would have been too many characters. All right, that's pretty good. L, have we got somebody else?
Yes. At the Chules on Xbox. Chules is one of the many weird ways to say my real name, and it surprisingly wasn't taken. PlayStation Network, Chules Frambois. Chules was taken, so I added Frambois because it's the only beer I enjoy drinking. Everything else is either Chule 85 or The Chules, because Chules is taken. You are a hero amongst men.
What the hell?
Frambois.
You are brilliant.
Fucking love
Frambois?
Frambois.
Okay.
Raspberry,
I don't know what that is.
Isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Frambois is raspberry in French.
It sounds French. Okay, good. I'm glad it's French. I'm not just having a stroke. Right, Hippie Adam says, he was a bit of a hippie, his name is Adam, and his friends are singularly unimaginative.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Like that. So that's like a nickname that you got in real life that you then carried through into your gaming life. Shame be damned. That's owning it.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
This was from Twitter, Mr. Clements, 22... Chewy Woozy 22.
Chewy, right, no, hang on, stop.
Yeah.
22.
Yes.
Are you telling me that Chewy Woozy was gone on a significant number of platforms?
Oh my goodness.
Why was Chewy Woozy gone? I've got to interject here. I feel really sorry for our kids. Okay?
All the good usernames
are gone. All of the names are gone. Yeah? And I don't know. I think I might have to interject in my kids' selection
Get
of usernames.
Now.
Yeah, they need to make sure that they pick something now, and then they just have to live with it. Live with the consequences.
Make your choice when you're four and live with it forever.
Okay, give me Chewy Woozy then.
His nickname is Woozy. Oh, no, sorry, Chewy is his nickname. Woozy originally to rhyme with Chewy. Does it rhyme?
No,
I don't think so. Till I replayed GTA San Andreas, where one of the characters is called Woozy, who is blind and is the leading light of the triads. 22, because that's his favourite number.
So many of you add things into your usernames that will just allow people to steal all your information. I think I need to make a username that is basically my name, my date of birth, my street address, my favourite child's first name. We have a favourite child.
My password is password 1234 with a capital P.
Yeah, because that's complexity. Right. Okay, Elle, have we got the next one?
This was on Facebook. Alex Zivas. Firelight has been my paladin's name in WoW since 2006. Just used that ever since for most stuff. Oh. You legend.
Old school WoW.
Firelight?
Firelight.
That's an amazing name. My name's Newbie Vine.
Yeah, Firelight is an amazing
Firelight?
Name.
Firelight?
But also, I'm using my name from WoW. You just, yes. So much yes. Yes,
that's okay. That's fine. See, Zebwen's pretty good because nobody ever has Zebwen in any game. So I'm pretty happy that I never have to change it. I used to be called Vault Dweller. Now, this is way back in the day before anybody else knew what Fallout was. This is before Fallout 3 came out. So, and I used to be Vault Dweller before then. But unfortunately, if you're in TeamSpeak or Ventrilo, before Discord became a thing, and everybody is just calling you Vault all the time.
Oh, no.
It becomes a bit weird. And also, in the heat of the moment, it sounds like Fault.
Yeah.
And I don't like being blamed for things.
The problem I get, mine sounds vaguely Asian. I get quite a lot of abuse.
Johnny Cashmere. Yeah. Jesus, do you really? Yeah.
I'm on Xbox. People call me all sorts of hideous
slurs.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, there's probably a hashtag for that.
Probably.
What?
I can't. Is that really?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Of the Cashmere?
Yeah.
I guess it's because some people choose
to be cunts.
Well, that is a choice. No.
My goal is to make you spit an entire can of Guinness tonight.
Some people choose a new name which I don't agree with. You have a beautiful name. You don't need to choose a new name. Let uneducated swine like ourselves learn how to pronounce your name. You know, if we can learn to say Chofsky, then we can learn to say your name.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I can see why that would be a thing.
Yeah.
We had another one from Facebook. Dave Passmore. Insane 200 is his Xbox name. He's had it since the 360 days. And he was driving a Nissan 200SX at the time, which was pretty insane. Lol.
I see what you've done there, Dave.
My PSN name was Big DVR6. What?
Big D. And then he
put in brackets, bet you can see where this is going.
Can you see where it's going?
We're fucking gamers. This isn't a garage.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Big D is my nickname, and a VR6 was from the Corrado VR6 I had at the time. I had a squarish car with wheels on it.
Yeah, I've got a mountain bike.
I can't remember. I've got a mountain bike.
I can remember. I name my cars, but, you know, let us not leave the naming of cars to me, otherwise most things will be named just terrible things, like the Banana Zumba.
The Banana Zumba, yeah. Our last car was called Ronald.
Oh.
But that's only because that's what the license plate
spelled.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. From Twitter, Soundsire UK. I was Reverend, a reference to the nearby pub, until I saw David Coulthard win the 1999 British Grand Prix, and Murray Walker made reference to Saltire on his helmet. I have Scottish heritage, so it felt like a nice tie-in. I was aware it was a Scottish thing. I don't know what it kind of
is. Jesus H. Bastard Christ! Some people have put far more thought into theirs than I ever did.
Yeah.
How did you get from a nearby pub to the 99 British Grand Prix with a flag on somebody's helmet? Good grief!
So the saltire is the diagonal cross on the Scottish flag.
It's the Scottish flag, isn't it? Oh, is it not the whole Scottish flag? Is it just a diagonal cross?
I think it just says it's the diagonal cross.
Is that what it is? Okay, right, okay.
Every day to school.
Right then, next one, L.
At Desiro Dave. I used to work for Southwest Trains, and I helped with the introductions on the Desiro class train. I got the nickname then.
I responded to this one saying, what the fuck is the Desiro train? And he sent me a picture of two different trains.
That's such
Did it help? Yeah,
it there are so many
it
days.
It sounds like a porn train. Is it a porn train? I like it.
This is because the first class
actually,
carriage.
Stop, because this is another one of those marketing opportunities that we have, and we always give these away, and I swear that there is a patent list as long as my schlong, which is quite short, you wouldn't use a lot of ink on that.
I was like, whoa,
what were you about to say? That's not fair.
It's because banter.
Desiro Train.
Yeah, that's such a cool name, though.
There's leverage in that.
Desire
Has anybody ever tried to make a limo train, like a stretch train? Because I reckon you pimp them up and you get a couple of pole dancers on
Party
there.
Train.
And you label it Desiro Train.
Can you call it something like the Peppermint Heron or some shit like that? the Peppermint Anaconda.
Where we're going, we don't need condoms. Right, sorry. Because it's just a regular train and you need a ticket. Is it my turn? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
From Twitter, this is Mardi Goth. Altercation with trouble causing trendies. I'm sorry, right, hang on, I need to.
Trouble causing trendies.
I like this one.
Causing trouble.
It's one of my favourite
responses. Altercation
responses.
With trouble causing trendies that gate crashed a goth night in Liverpool. Drunken argument about them having no rights to be there. Got them slung out. I was called a fucking Mardi Goth as they were ejected, and he decided to own it and make his Twitter handle Mardi Goth.
Mardi is
which,
a superb
I've
word.
Got to be perfect. I know, but also describes all goths.
Yes. So,
no.
It might as
no.
well just be called Mopey Goth
no,
or just
got
Goth.
Different kinds of goth.
You don't, then there's no, they're not breeds.
There's different
this isn't
kinds.
Crufts.
Jolly Goth.
There's different kinds.
Name. Jolly Goth.
Jolly Goth.
You've even got pastel goth.
No.
Thanks.
They're fruit pastels. You can't.
Pastels.
I've shunned the word of pastels in the game of goth.
They're fresh. I don't like colour. Or sugar. Okay, next one.
This one's from Facebook, from Adam Plevin. Damski, fairly obvious from the Adam. But it was taken already, so most places I add three numbers from my old MOD ID number. 748. So Adamansky 748.
What? Oh my god.
So I'm just going to take my Ministry of Defence ID tag and add that to my name.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Do you still hold that MOD? That MOD clearance? Is that, or did they suspend it due to unforeseen security breaches? Okay, next L.
At Chazzy, my dad and two uncles worked together on building sites and would always call each other Chaz or Chazzy as a joke to wrongfoot this site foreman. When my dad died, my uncles were a Chaz down, so I took on the Chaz moniker out of respect for him and to keep the family tradition alive.
Nice.
What a wonderful
I love
thing.
That.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Chaz overboard. I like it. That is absolutely fantastic.
That's really sweet.
That's something that needs to go on the stone as well.
Hmm.
The Chaz will live on.
Yeah. Well,
near, far, wherever you are.
Chaz.
The Chaz will go on.
Oh.
That's really good. That's a fantastic story. Hmm. Also, fucking with site foreman, you get points for that as well.
They definitely hits me right here on all the levels.
Definitely get points for that. Okay, so I've got one from Facebook. I can't believe how many responses we got from Facebook. This every time we do something like this on Facebook. We go, we should probably do stuff on Facebook more. And then the next time we go to do something, one of us opens up Facebook and goes, fuck that shit. Look at this mess. What's this all about? Right, so we got one from Gage Thomas. Gage Thomas on Facebook. DeHaven. DeHaven?
I think that's his full name, Gage Thomas DeHaven.
Gage, oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. DeHaven.
Okay, I'm just going to put this out there right now. DeHaven would be a way cooler tag than the one that he actually uses. I was 12 when I made my Xbox gamer tag XX Helical 69 XX.
Oh my god. Right.
I've upgraded to PS4 and now it's Gynapilots.
No, I'm sorry. You need to go back to Helical 69.
I think if you used it in an ironic way. I think if you used it in an ironic way, it would work out. I love the idea of surrounding things with XX, because that was something that everybody went through a little bit, where it was just like, right, all the cool names are gone, so we're just going to use XX on either side of it.
XX, Gothic Rose, XX.
Yeah. I love that. So now he's upgraded to a PS4 and he's gone away from that. And instead, he's gone to Gynapilots.
The more mature Gynapilots.
Which just sounds exactly like some kind of emergency air gynecologist. That
go
like
back to your roots, man.
In case there's some gynecological emergency that they need to swoop in on presumably a Harrier jump jet or something similar.
Now I can't get heli vets out of my head.
Okay, right. Are these all the responses that we got?
Yeah, there's a few more, but these are the ones I can quickly find this afternoon.
Oh my good grief. Okay.
I know I've got two on Twitter. There's another one that I've got which seems important, which is on the list. Go. At Sarah_1989, KC Gobby on Steam. KC is part of a LAN party I used to go to. Oh, yeah. and Gobby is because I'm from Essex, so I'm a mouthy Gobby girl. Yes!
Okay. Flocked that wasn't Sarah, no?
That was Sarah, yeah.
That was Sarah, yeah. Okay.
That's amazing. from one Gobby girl to another.
There
stay strong.
All right, have we got any more that we missed?
Yes.
I think Elle got some personal responses on her Twitter.
I did.
Her Ellie Beans woke up and responded to her.
I did. I occasionally arise from the dead. Let me quickly find. Okay, so we have Maleficarum. There is a book called The Malleus Maleficarum, and it was also a song by the AFI.
Oh, AFI.
Good choices.
What a band.
AFI.
I know.
Girls are grey.
And then We've got At Edge of Heaven. Mine's a song title from Breathe Carolina. I said, you know, musical references are such a good way to find a pseudonym. And she replied with, her Instagram handle is Amethyst, which is a mix between her birthstone and Amethyst from Steven Universe, which is worth a shout out.
Fair enough.
Any reference from Steven Universe or any of the kind, any of those kind of
animated programs,
Adventure Time or Bravest Warriors or Amazing. Star versus the Forces of Evil,
I've not watched that yet.
You've got to get that in your face. I watched Into the Spider-Verse with the kids today.
It's so good.
My god, that film is so amazing. Ed, there was nothing that I didn't like about that film. It was absolutely gaming podcast. Is Steve and the Universe? Steven Universe, Sarah. Steven Universe.
Sorry.
You need to get in it. Steven Universe is a cartoon for adults that we also allow children to watch.
Yeah.
If they could.
It's kind of like The Simpsons. A lot of these things are kind of like The Simpsons. Like, they're great for kids, but they're kind of meant for us. It feels like they're kind of meant for us, right? And I really enjoy watching.
They're very easy watching.
Are we done? Are we done with all the game stuff and all the community stuff and all the other stuff that
I have
we
no
needed
more
to do?
Comms.
Brilliant. Excellent. I'm going to be back next week with more Apex stuff. What are you guys going to be doing?
I'm going to be playing Spoopy Games.
Spoopy Games are good. I need to get back to, and this is something I'm going to... Do you know what? And I upgraded my PC. I don't think I've spoken about this. I upgraded my PC. I spent a silly amount of money on upgrading my PC, right? Because it was old. I was running a fourth generation Intel processor.
Yeah.
I was running DDR3 RAM. And it was just not, it was not new. It was quite old.
Yeah.
So I went, do you know what? Stick it up its bum. I'm going to spend some money and I'm going to upgrade my PC. So I bought a brand new, and this is the problem. If you need to upgrade your processor, if you're not a PC gamer, you probably don't know about this, but if you need to upgrade your processor, you be fucked.
Yeah.
You need to basically upgrade your motherboard and your processor and probably your RAM if it's a different RAM generation, which
just make
is,
a new build. Just have fun with expensive
and then,
Lego.
And that's essentially what I just did. Apart from my graphics card, I kept the case as well. And I spent all that money and I've upgraded all this stuff and it's brilliant at streaming Apex and other stuff, and I have not yet plugged my VR headset into it. I have not yet even plugged my VR headset into it. And one of the major reasons I upgraded it was because we were streaming so much VR stuff.
Yeah.
And when the stream was on, when I had the green screen up, and it was like cutting the background out so I could do Beat Saber with the green screen up and stuff, my processor was really struggling and I wasn't able to stream very effectively. So I spent all this money and then Apex Legends came out and I haven't even plugged my VR headset into the damn thing yet, but I will be doing that soon because we went through a phase. We did a load of puzzle games and stuff with everybody in the stream as well, and it was really, really good fun. So we're going to be doing some more of that. So are we good? Are we happy? Have we spoken about everything that we wanted to speak about on this podcast?
Pretty much.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you very much. My name is Rich. You can find me on Twitter at Zebwen. That's Zebwen. You can find all of us on Twitter at ReadyP2. You can find all of the other places that you can find us online. If you go to Twitter, find us at ReadyP2, and there is a pinned tweet all the way at the top of that that will list all of the other places you can find us. Now, I'm not sure if our Discord is in there, but actually we've been a lot more active on our Discord recently. We've been playing with lots of other people on Apex and some other games. So if you're interested in talking to us or playing with us on some of the games that we've been playing, then find our Discord. If it isn't on Twitter at the moment on the pinned tweet, we'll get that edited and we'll get it added to it as well. Ross, where can people find you?
At RossBarrett1984 or on my... behemoth of podcasts at Man on the Post.
The Behemoth Podcast. Oh, yeah. You don't often name drop Man on the Post, actually.
I don't really do anything with it anymore. I just edit podcasts for them, that's it.
But compared to us, Man on the Post is like the premium, right?
We're approaching 500 episodes.
Good grief. Oh, wow. And you've won awards and everything. So if you're into sports more, specifically the type, there's his UK Podcast Award. If you're into sports ball, specifically the type that you kick with feet, then Man on the Post is a podcast that you want to be listening to all day long because there's 500 of them, so you can literally fill an entire days with it. Elle, where can people find you?
At Escaping IRL, occasionally. I mean, you can tweet at me.
She'll get back to you 3 months later.
Yeah. I mean, you know, service levels could be disrupted due to, yeah, you know, many quantum anomalies.
She'll raise a ticket. She will get back to you within 3 to 5 weeks.
I'm busy managing chaos.
It's true. Okay, that's us. This has been Ready Player 2, episode 87, please. Was it 87?
Yes, it was. Good job.
Good God. Thank you very much. We'll be back very shortly with more streams, more memes, more amazing things that we've been doing on Twitter and Facebook and all the kind of things that you enjoy interacting with us about. Streams, in fact, are going to be straight after this one because I am definitely going to be playing some Apex Legends unless somebody wants to do anything that is more interesting and involves me more directly. Apex Legends will be following this particular stream, and if you are fantastic and you are watching this podcast live on Twitch, thank you very much for joining us. This has been great. We've been seeing all the chats have been going on. There's loads of stuff. You're interacting with each other as much as you are with us, which is good because I'm not always watching it. So thank you for joining us. We'll probably be doing this a lot more actually because I've really enjoyed
Definitely.
It, and it's nice to see your guys' faces because when you roll your eyes at me, I know that you're doing it.
Yeah, true. That's the problem.
Which is important. Important cue for me to know when I've been talking too much. So thank you very much for joining us. It's been Ready Player 2, episode 87, and that is us out. Good night.
Bye.
Oh my God, I love the way that she does the head thing when she sings as well, because I do that too.
It is. You've got to do the dance. Oh man, the OG song gets me every time. I guess, as always, you now get to see the part where I'm left alone with the microphone. This is normally when all of the outtakes happen. So, yes. Hi. Hi, stream chat. I've just managed to get you up and operational on my phone. I hope you're all having a wonderful eve. Is this where the cult session starts? Do you know what? I've not done a summoning in a long time. Should probably whap the books out. And the candles. Alas. I think the only spooky game that I've played recently is on the Switch. And none of that is Cthulhu-based. But, you know, we'll get there. We'll do something soon. Oh, wow. That was timing.
Oh, shit. Well done.
I was going to do a summoning.
Oh no, we left that alone in the chat.
I'm not 100% sure. How would you summon me? Like get a pentagram, a couple of beers, lard?
I don't think that... some lard. I got your 4 basic food groups. Beans, bacon, whiskey and lard.
So Ciro's back.
Ciro.
Oh dear heart.
You've got to start accurately barking like a dog before you can officially become Ciro.
It's fine. I'm happy hearing myself.
His dog barking was phenomenal.
It's incredible, yeah.
I am the technical problem, Sarah. That's 100% correct. Right, so look. It's Hop House. It's not even Hop House. It's Esuar.
Hop House 31.
It's on a Sunday night.
Esuar Paw. Definitely drinking on a Sunday night. I shouldn't be drinking on a Sunday night, but I am.
I mean, I shouldn't judge.
What's in your bottle?
Are you also drinking?
No. It was water, not vodka, yeah. I promise.
We don't believe. Is it potato-based water?
No, too long.
Or potato water.
Fermented potato water is the direction I was going in with that. Right, look. Ross, are you all right?
Yeah, I played Bomberman R earlier. And
I thought...
Oh, yeah, it was having a bit of a look. Like...
There was some schizophrenia going on. Wasn't it? Everything okay?
They're coming to take me away.
It's that moment where you forget that we can see you, right?
Yeah, that's what I normally do.
Is everything... is that your child crawling up onto your ceiling?
No, I just realised that my blinds weren't shut and I probably should shut them.
Because there's a priest for that. Yeah. Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.